News.
It's drizzling and plus 8 outside. I'm Nick Liard with 91X News. Seatbelts should be worn at all times, but if there were ever a time where you would forget, today and the rest of the month would be the worst time. Beginning today, the OPP will begin their seatbelt campaign to raise awareness for safe driving. Community Policing Officer Lon Fuller explains what officers are doing different.
We actually have traffic management officers that that headline. That's their job for the day, is to go out and they look for violations, and the seatbelts is with the campaign. That's the priority that they're going to look for. So
the campaign will run today to April 23rd. Last year on OPP-patrolled roads, 89 people died in collisions where not wearing seatbelt was a factor, and 4,200 people were injured for the same reason. This summer, more than 100,000 Ontario students will find jobs and gain important work experience. The province is providing additional support to help more students explore the workforce. Summer jobs are now available through Ontario's Summer Jobs website. Summer Jobs is a part of the McGuinty's government's Open Ontario plan to help students succeed. Quebec's new permanent anti-corruption unit is being called in to investigate allegations of espionage at Montreal's City Hall. Public Security Minister Robert Doudil made the announcement today after recent allegations of email snooping. Mayor Gerald Tremblay and the city administration have been dodged by the allegation in recent months. Doudil says the best way to get to the bottom of this is for the province anti-corruption unit to investigate. Premier Jean Charest says at the legislature in Quebec City today that he is taking the allegations very seriously. The new anti-corruption unit, a Canadian first, was introduced in February. Police divers have joined the search for human remains on New York's Long Island.
Having found 8 bodies dumped off a beach road in Suffolk County and 2 more in neighboring Nassau County, police turned their attention to the water. 4 divers looked in a cove for signs of human remains. Suffolk Police Commissioner Richard Dormer says they searched to be thorough, not because they'd had any tips.
This is part of the search, continuation of the search, because of the bodies that we found.
The 4 bodies found in December were identified as the remains of missing prostitutes. Police are awaiting word on the rest. They suspect a serial killer may be involved, though Dormer says we have an open mind. Warren Levinson, New York.
A large segment of the North American population is nearing retirement age and is turning to supplements to help their aging diets, especially women over 60.
We believe that with great nutrition comes great performance.
A lot of people believe that commercial claim for dietary supplements.
There's a lot more attention to nutrition over the last 10, 20 years.
Nutritionist Beth Kitchen at the University of Alabama says using supplements is not necessarily bad.
The advantages of people using them is better nutrition.
What can be bad is overdoing it.
We really risk getting too much.
A supplement, she says, should be considered as a little extra dietary help.
It's not going to take the place of a healthy diet, though.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
That's 91X News at 4:04. Here's Trish Allison with sports.
After 1,230 games and 186 days of regular season play, the NHL is about to begin its second season. The playoffs kick off on 5 fronts tonight. Vancouver hosts Chicago, hoping for a change of fortunes from recent years. The Blackhawks have knocked the Canucks out of the playoffs in back-to-back years, winning each series in 6 games. The NHL has rejected a report stating the Phoenix Coyotes are headed back to Winnipeg after the playoffs. The Fan 590, a Toronto all-sports radio station, reported the move Wednesday, citing multiple sources. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly was quick to deny it, saying the league remains focused on completing a sale that would keep the team in Arizona. A dismal season comes to an end for the Toronto Raptors. Toronto hosts former Raptors star Chris Bosh and the Miami Heat, looking to finish the year on a high note. The Raptors are second last in the NBA's Eastern Conference with a 22-59 record. It's one of 15 games on the court. In baseball, 30 teams are set to hit the diamond today. The Jays will play Game 3 of their series with the Seattle Mariners tonight. Right now, Kansas City doubled up on Minnesota 10-5. Texas and Detroit are tied at 2 at the bottom of the 8th, and the White Sox lead Oakland 3-1 at the bottom of the 7th. Arlen Bruce III is staying put. The All-Star receiver signed a contract extension with the Hamilton Tiger Cats after leading the team with 86 catches for 1,303 yards and 8 touchdowns. Elsewhere, the Saskatchewan Roughriders awarded a 3-year contract extension to President Jim Hopson. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Nick Liard with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with showers and a high of 8. Tonight, clear with cloudy periods and 3 degrees. Thursday, the sun will come back out and it will be plus 10. Then Friday, a high of 7. I'm Nick Liard with Trish Allison, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
Discretion is advised.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.